Well, that's a pretty cool hymn, that Silent Night, and the pillow thing was pretty good too. There's been lots of great things written about Jesus and plenty of Christmas carols. One of the carols or things we use to think about Jesus, it doesn't often make the carols in Domain, but often does in churches. The first line is, "Come, thou long-expected Jesus." Have you heard that one before? "Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee." So, how expected is Jesus coming? Certainly for Jewish people, they were expecting a ruler to come. They were expecting someone to come and deliver them. What they were really hoping was someone would come and deliver them from the tyranny of oppressive forces or enemies from outside. And there were promises that there would be a deliverer of the people, a king or a ruler rise up who would help the people Israel. And so this is what they are expecting. The Old Testament scriptures pointed to it. In Micah 5, it says that a ruler will come from Bethlehem. Also, in Isaiah, it talks about a highway being made ready for God to return and for deliverance to come. In Isaiah 11, it talks about from the root of Jesse, or from the line of David, will come again a ruler who will help the people. It was expected that as this ruler came, that they would be powerful and mighty, and that then Israel would be top of the heap and everyone else would be under them. And so the people were thinking, "Come, come Christ," or "come Messiah," so that we'll be delivered. That's what they were expecting. But there's many things about the Christmas story that are actually unexpected. And so in a way, I think the carol should say, "Come thou unexpected Jesus." Because we weren't expecting him as he arrived. Certainly Mary and Joseph weren't expecting this long-expected one to come in the way that they did. Mary wasn't expecting an angel, and from our reading today, nor was Joseph. Joseph, once he heard about this news, was expecting to put Mary out quietly. But no, an angel came before him. These are quite unexpected things, aren't they? Has anyone here ever encountered an angel? I didn't think so. That's a dangerous question to ask, isn't it? But no, we don't expect it very often. And so there was a bit of surprise. I'm sure that Mary wasn't expecting to give birth to her baby in a stable and then place it in a manger. Can we have, there's a little slide there of what a manger looks like. This is one of the ones cut out of rock. Now, there wasn't much wood in Israel on my recent trip, and in Jesus' day there wasn't a whole lot of wood really either. And so there was an awful lot of rocks though. So can you imagine baby Jesus being placed in a manger, where the animals are close? This is something that you would not expect. You wouldn't expect shepherds to come into the delivery room up at the hospital, would you? No. Sometimes we get strange people peeping over, like doctors and nurses, but not shepherds. It's an amazing sort of story. Some of the other things in the Christmas narrative that's not quite expected are some of the carols that come out. Some of them are pretty weird. One of my favourite comedians, Tim Hawkins, showed that there were some weird things in some of the carols. You know the one, Do You See What I See? Well, one of the things he says, a child, shivering in the cold, let us bring him silver and gold. Really? A child shivering in the cold? And we'll put some gold on him. How about a blanket? Or what about some soup? Oh, the child's shivering. Sure, let's just throw some gold on him. That'll be okay. Sure, he'll have pneumonia, but he'll be loaded. Well, that's a bit of an unexpected sort of carol. There's more things that were unexpected in this Christmas story that follows a little bit later, that they needed to flee to Egypt because this child that would be king was going to be persecuted by Herod, and so they fled. Very unexpected. But I think for all of us, the most unexpected thing about this whole story is not that a baby would be born, but that the baby would actually be God. This was not expected. It was not expected that God would be so humble as to come to be a human, that the Word would be made flesh and dwell amongst us. It's not expected that God would humble himself, as that reading from Philippians said, humble himself to become a servant. We would expect the most powerful being in the universe to be served. But instead, he comes to serve. And he comes to serve so much, we know the end of the story, that he would even humble himself to death on a cross so that he can clean up the mess that we caused. In our Matthew reading, Jesus' name says it all. He was to be called Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. Well, that is unexpected, that God would do this by himself through a death and resurrection on the cross. I can tell you, friends, I did not expect God to do this for me. And when this unexpected thing was accepted in my life, that God died and rose again for me, it changed my life. It changed my world. Now the world was no longer cold and dark, but it was full of life and hope. Even amongst suffering and evil and pain, there was hope. Because our God is not removed. Our God is one who is not blasé about us, but rather he loves us so much that he gave his only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life, and their sins will be removed from them as far as the east is from the west. And so I pray once again today that we all will encounter this unexpected grace, and that it will transform our hearts and minds. Come, thou unexpected Jesus, come to set your people free from our fears and sins, release us. May we find our rest in thee. Merry Christmas, friends.